Another weekend. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What an interesting weekend it'll be, too, because we got a big horse race. The Preakness is coming up. Will we see the winner? I'll have another of the Kentucky Derby snag that second leg and have people talking about the possibility of a Triple Crown. We haven't seen one since 1978. As a child of history, ooh, I love things historic, and so do many of you, because your emails are great. You talk about things that happened in Lexington, you talk about things that have happened in the past politically in Vermont and other places, and boy, we love those kind of emails. The mailbox overflows. In fact, during this hour, we will go to the snail mail and see what's up in your nook or cranny of this great country. Pretty much all week long, it was more blah, 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 blah coming out of Washington. Sick of the whole 1%, 99% tax, go after the rich, no cuts, what are we going to do? Because we're talking about the debt ceiling again, and this is just that conversation round and round again. I feel like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. It's a sickening feeling, though, because I've been in this space before, and so have you. We've been in this space before, and we talked about this last year or last summer. What do we do? What do we do? Debt ceiling. Are you going to lift it? Are you going to save the jobs? Are you going to make sure everybody gets their checks, works for the government, especially the vets? Once they started to threaten the vets, oh, veterans aren't going to get their checks, then things started to turn. But the bottom line is we can't be a Band-Aid society anymore. We can't do that. That's left for clever little bands to play in big venues and raise money for good causes. When we use the word Band-Aid with our politics, our money, our way of life, it's just, we're tired of this. This is old news. This is old stuff for all of us. So as you would expect, the two of the biggest mouths on the Hill who have the most power in their respective parties, I'm going to say, is a better way to put that. Nancy Pelosi, she used to be the Speaker of the House, and John Boehner, who is the Speaker of the House, they do not see eye to eye on this issue. Check it out.
Speaker Boehner and the Republicans will risk the full faith and credit of the United States of America in order to give tax breaks to the wealthiest in our country and to special interest.
The White House wants to raise the debt limit without a single dime of spending cuts or reform.
Yeah, you got to come up with spending cuts. We can't get into a position where I hope I never crack open this mic and I tell all of you, well, geez, how big do you think the hole is that we've dug ourselves in now? We're up to $18 trillion. I mean, already it's a shaky, scary number to say $16 trillion. Never in my lifetime we talked about lack of budgets and deficit problems and balancing. What do we do with the debt? I mean, this is an old argument. You can Google it. You can look it up. This has been going on from the beginning of time since we first had politics. We were never in a hole quite this deep, and it's a bad place to be. We don't want to be here anymore. We don't want to talk about this nonsense anymore. Solve the problem. Solve the riddle. That's what we should do. We should tie the pay of the people in Washington to performance. Gee, like everybody else in America. So if they're accountable, if they show up, if they take the votes, if they try to push legislation through, try to get it done, then they get the pay. If not, they got to hang in and do a little overtime. How about that? Speaking of overtime, if you ever worked overtime and then dragged yourself out to a club at some point in your life, even in the 90s or a few years ago, disco always seems to be one of those things that gets more life into itself. In other words, it goes away, comes back, goes away, comes back, goes away, comes back. In fact, a lot of people have throwback disco parties, even people who are 28 years old. I went to one of those parties at Halloween. They have a disco-themed party. People wear giant hair and big old shoes, guys and women. And it was really fun, actually, to see all the people dressed up. There was somebody there that was dressed up as Donna Summer. She really was the queen of disco. 63 years old, sadly died of lung cancer, had a daughter, had some grandchildren, performed for a very long time with her husband, and she had a few hits like Hot Stuff and On the Radio and so many others. I would challenge anyone in this audience. I don't care if you're a rocker. I don't care if you like Zydeco music, if you like jazz, if you like whatever you like, country music. You have heard a Donna Summer song. You had to have. At some point, in some restaurant, on some bus, in some cab, wherever, it's still out there. For 40 years, she's had her music out there somewhere. Somebody was playing it, so it's a sad thing for her family, sad loss, lung cancer. She thinks she got the lung cancer, told family members it was from being at the Twin Towers visiting right away. The particles, she believes, is what caused the lung cancer. But the world is a sadder place, at least for a day or two, because her music does live on. But Donna Summer no more, dead at the age of 63. The big buzz in the backyard, I like to say that. On America Tonight, we talk about the buzz in the backyard. I invite all of you to be a part of the conversation, by the way. We never want to shut anyone out. Everybody's welcome. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Facebook and its IPO. So it goes from private to public. There's going to be a whole lot of young millionaires and billionaires running around. I guess one big billionaire, but definitely millionaires. So Facebook set the price for their record IPO. Most likely we're looking $38. And the question is, do you buy some? Do you not buy some? See, $38 a share, you don't have to have a ton of money. I always say that. You could go on a Scott Trade or wherever, but any of the trading places. It costs $7 to make a trade, and you can buy a few little stocks, and who knows where it goes. If you had bought Apple in the beginning, I think it was like $25 or something. Now it's up to $5 and change. So imagine being in the beginning and you just even had a handful of the shares, you would have made something on it. So the buzz is over Facebook. It IPOs in the morning. 11 o'clock Eastern is when it's supposed to go. As you can imagine, the ticker symbol on the NASDAQ is FB. The story that a lot of people are talking about is this one, and it's the new light, new documents, new photos on the Trayvon Martin case. New stuff has been released, paints a different picture, certainly than one that's been presented in many cases, of how the investigators put the case together and how complex it is when the whole stand your ground thing, because Zimmerman clearly had injuries that were very visible. You could see, and remember, the police were there right when Trayvon Martin was dying. They came up then when it was too late, but he didn't go in. The injuries were clearly injuries that happened during that altercation. If you want to see the photos, you can go to americatonight.net. Get Press 4. It's so awesome. And the key word there would be America Tonight Photos. America Tonight Photos. You can read the article and decide for yourself, do these photos tell a different tale of what happened with George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1549.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1588.85, $794.43 for a half ounce, or $397.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $1588.85, $794.43, and $397.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Your 2 cents on Trayvon Martin's killing. Was it clearly self-defense with George Zimmerman? Did the photos tell a different tale? Haven't seen the photos. Very easy. Go get Press 4. It's on my website, americatonight.net. Then you can communicate with the show. You don't have to wait in line. It's a piece of cake. And once you do that, say America Tonight photos, and you got them. Boom, right there to your phone, to your email, whatever. Don't have to have an iPhone, could have an Android, could have a regular old flip phone, because you're smarter than the rest of us. You don't want to pay the price for the phones that we have. Or you can jump on the lines, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Let's, in the meantime, head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
It is a ooh. We got a ton of email just in the last couple of days. This one comes to us from Greg, who says Mitt Romney was smart not to jump on the ads linking the president to his former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. This is such a dead, old, tired horse. Beating it is not going to get Mitt Romney more votes. Yeah, I would agree with you. I sure if it had just happened, but even then, if you remember, everyone kind of stepped aside because that's a tough one. Romney said he rejected any efforts to link Obama with Wright. He said he wanted to make it clear that his specific words. I repudiate that effort. I think it's the wrong course for a PAC or a campaign. And he's right. It's a wrong course because that's not going to lead to votes. How is that going to translate to votes? This is nonsense they already knew. I mean, this is nothing new. So smart to shake that off, I think, anyway. Let's go to another one. This one comes to us from Rosalie. That's a pretty name, Rosalie. Rosalie says, Kate, I heard you talking about John Edwards, that cad. I think he deserves to go down. I hope he goes down. He was more than just a bad husband. He was a liar, and he broke the law. So I think he should do the time. All right. Closing arguments wrapped up. Let's see what happens when it's in the hands of the jurors. Because it depends, whatever preconceived notions they have, even if they say they don't have any, when they were being chosen, I don't see how you're a living, breathing human being and you're operating nowhere in between. Or you're very black or white, and that also puts you in a separate category, too. So he's smart to do this. In looking at this, he was smart to do the, we come back around to the Romney thing in this deal from Jasmine, who's talking about why he came out on his campaign and said he rejects those links to Obama. She says, I think he was smart to do that, get ahead of the story and say that he hopes the campaigns can look at the futures and about issues and a vision for America and all the other nonsense. Yeah, that's not how campaigns are run, though, my dear. That's just the nature of the beast. Unfortunately, she has a very, very good point. So does Matt, who says, Kate, what's up with the Senate blocking the new Iran sanctions bill? They said they needed more time. They said they needed to look at the bill a little bit closer before they just signed off on it. And it's a surprise move. Senate Democrats were furious over this. They expected that this would just, it would fly through and it would be approved ahead of the talks on May 23rd. So May 23rd is less than a week. The Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said his staff didn't get a draft of the bill until late on Wednesday night and needed more time to look at it. That's it. We need more time to look at it, period. End of story. So this one's going to be out there, I think, for a little bit. So they blocked the new sanctions bill so they could see it. New economic sanctions on the oil sector and, you know, the Strait of Hormuz has become a very dangerous, tricky place to navigate. And recruiting is up on campuses and other places, so they're looking for a few good men, probably a few good men. You know, we thought we saved the Postal Service, but then I saw a story about this, that the Postal Service is moving ahead with plans to close dozens of mail processing centers, saying that they can't wait for Congress to decide how to cut the postal costs. They're just going to do it themselves. The Postmaster General is a guy named Patrick Donahoe, who says postal operations are too big because of the declining mail volume, and they're going to consolidate 140 mailing centers within the next year, including 48 this August. Wow. Pretty soon, it's going to be Saturday service, and the thing, problem with that is it pushes a bill maybe, well, it does push it, could push a bill later to your house. Oof. Make sure you organize those bills. And I know this has happened to some of you. You just get so busy in your life, and you have a pile, and you can't get to the pile. And then what happens when you don't get to the pile? You forget a bill, even though you've paid the bill your whole life. You forgot a bill. It just slipped through the cracks. It is a terrible feeling. But it happens to all of us. It does. It happens to the most organized of us, the best of us, where we're at a loss for words. In other words, when it happens, it does. It happens. So Iran worried about, I guess, the sanctions at least now, because there was no agreement there. But you would think they'd have to come up with something as the sands of time are not going to sit there forever. So if they're going to pull any kind of a trigger, they've got to pull the trigger fast, in other words. The Zimmerman material that came out will be interesting to follow that to see if they use that, which I believe they will, in the courtroom battle. Because there's not going to be, are they going to settle? I can't imagine. So there's not going to be any of that happening, but they're going to have to, it's just, when I think about it, it's crazy. It's, again, this is another thing that could go in a couple of different directions. And we'll be watching to see which way it goes. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, remember, I'm just in the middle of all this while we're checking some scatter shooting a little bit, conversation and checking emails. You can send me your thoughts anytime, day or night, don't call the phone line, but you can send them to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. How easy is that to remember? And maybe you'll end up being the winner of our iPhone. We have an iPhone or $200 giveaway on ATN. I didn't have iPhone giveaways. I didn't even have phone giveaways when I was a kid. At least I don't remember any phone giveaways. And now it seems like they have giveaways every other week. Go sell to your relatives. All right, let me whip in one other one. And this one comes to us from Stan, who says, Kate, it made me sad to hear the story about RFK Jr.'s estranged wife dying of hanging. I think the Kennedys have been through a lot, and whether I agree with their politics, which I don't, I think it's very sad what happened here to Mary Richardson Kennedy. She was discovered dead Wednesday on the family's piece of property in Bedford, and they did an autopsy, and it wasn't good. They released a statement the family did describing Mary Kennedy as a genius at friendship. All right, coming up on the flip side, we have our cheap movie review. You don't want to miss that. That's next here on ATN.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide qualified customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Big movies opening up this weekend. In fact, you might go to see one of them. You want to get a few laughs with your significant other. You want to score some points, in other words, guys. Looking for a chick flick that you can possibly stomach. There's a lot of guy parts in this movie. I have not seen it. I've seen little snippets of it, and we're going to let you hear a snippet of it. But a lot of famous people are in it. You have your Jennifer Lopez's Brooklyn Decker, who's married to the tennis pro Andy Roddick. You have Cameron Diaz and Elizabeth Banks and Matthew Morrison. And so it's what to expect when you're inspecting. When you're expecting, it's a book that a lot of couples read when they're having their first baby. I think it's been around forever, it seems, at least a couple of decades. So they got smart and they decided, we have nothing to talk about in Hollywood. Let's get a big famous cast of people together. Let's take this book that's been sitting on the coffee table forever and let's make a movie out of it. So here's a little slice of what to expect when you're expecting.
I just wanted the glow. The one that they promised you on the cover of those magazines. Well, I'm calling it. Pregnancy sucks. Making a human being is really hard. I have no control over my body or my emotions. Scare Bear, I'm sorry. All I want to do is punch you in the face.
We reserve the deluxe suite.
This is your father.
Princeton, he's my husband. I'm not supposed to say that.
I thought you said cute, Mario, not hot.
Well done, Rosie. Well done.
You said I was cute?
way you want to.
Dude, she's totally doing him.
I knew I was going to have a rack this gorgeous. I would have gotten knocked up years ago.
We're going to be a family.
Dudes group. You want Alex ready? Send him to the dude.
You drop your kid of a changing table?
That just happens, okay? Last week, my kid ate a cigarette.
I caught him playing in the dryer yesterday.
I picked up the wrong baby from daycare.
Found my baby swimming in the toilet. No judging.
Breast is best.
Yes!
I was breastfed myself till I was 6, and look how good I turned out.
She's wearing 6-inch heels.
Oh, she's like a magical pregnancy unicorn.
What to expect when you're expecting.
I look at houses with Holly, but we're not buying one.
Oh, bro. When your wife says you're just looking at houses, you're buying a house.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm not buying a house.
Oh, check your receipts.
Welcome to escrow, bitch.
All right, this movie is PG-13 comedy, and it's 1 hour and 50 minutes. That's the good news. So by the time you sit through the crazy hours of, no, not hours, 30 minutes, previews, you're looking at just 2 and change. That's the investment in making another person perhaps happy. And it's the different scenarios of the couples who are pregnant and what's going to happen to them as they move along, like I said. You have an all-star cast in this one. One of the people that's in the movie, Brooklyn Decker, is in another movie. And it's interesting because they're both opening at the same... It's just coincidental, but they're both opening at the same weekend. So that means that she's booking it from a couple of different previews. So she's at one preview, and then she's at the other preview. And we're going to let you hear about that movie in a second. But first, he's one of these guys, you either like him or you do not. I think he's funny. I think Sacha Baron Cohen can have some funny moments. He's kind of a little over the top, but this movie is supposed to be that way. Over the top, and it's called The Dictator. Take a listen.
For over 4 decades, the people have lived under the rule of a tyrant who denies them their most basic human rights.
The time has come for him to step aside.
We must keep on with the NATO mission and bring him to justice.
I am for free press, fair elections, and equal rights for women. I can't say that.
On your mark, get set!
Supreme Leader, the United Nations demands that you come to New York and address them.
Fine! We are going to... America.
Admiral General, welcome to New York City. And while you're here, I highly recommend a visit to the Empire State Building before you or one of your cousins takes it down.
Rise and shine. Nobody's going to recognize you.
No.
Without this.
Anyway, you could lend me some money, maybe $20 million.
I'm here to deliver my speech to the United Nations.
Look, it's too hard for crazy.
Come on! Come with me! Could you please take your hands off my breasts?
Those are breasts? I thought you were a boy.
I accept your job offer as general manager.
Well, you can't be the manager because I'm the manager.
Well, I can if I killed you.
Okay, well...
Can we take out the garbage?
Stop that.
Shut up, loser.
Hey, hairnet. Kind of need you to hurry up. Chop, chop.
Next.
This is the plan. We're just two ordinary American tourists.
I love being an American.
Illa wahwani abau laufawish mishal Empire State Building.
Ah, Rebatat. Bona senda, ma sova shahada, ma Statue of Liberty. Aywa.
Omega! Ouch! To the floor, make me
laugh. All right, so you get the gist of it. He's doing that thing where he's kind of picking on the people. Some of them don't get it. Some of them get it. There's a scene where he's going down the streets of New York on a camel, and it is just high, high hilarity. I'm mixed. I like him. I think he can be funny, but are we seeing the same movie just dressed up in a different way? All right, here's the last one to look at, and this is going to be jammed. It's 2 hours, 11 minutes. It's the longest movie on the board, right? Peter Berg produced it and directed it, and it's called Battleship. Here you go.
Surface contact 8,000 yards.
Is this some kind of exercise?
Probably. I want to have this thing thoroughly investigated.
We'll get a team of water right away.
Get me on it.
Don't think that's a good idea!
Got it, Chief.
Get out of there, Alex.
That's not bad.
My dad said they'd come. He said we ain't alone. He said one day we find them. Or they find us.
Where's the captain?
Captain is dead, sir.
Who's next in charge?
You are.
They've created a barrier.
My radar's totally out.
They can't seem to penetrate it.
We have three destroyers still unaccounted for, so it's conceivable we do have somebody inside.
What are your orders?
We're going in.
This should be big because I think a lot of people are going to go and see it. It's an action adventure flick. A lot of kids will see it. A lot of people want to see it because it's the fight to save our planet against a superior force based on the classic Battleship. And you have some well-known people in this one. Brooklyn Decker, as I said, is doing double duty. Rihanna. You have Taylor Kitsch from Friday Night Lights, if you remember and watch that at all. It's probably Battleship and What to Expect When You're Expecting. That'll be the biggest hits at the box office. And Battleship, it seems like the bigger the picture, the more buzz it gets and the more effects and all that kind of stuff. So if you go to the movies, make sure you bring your own candy. Just sneak it in. It's probably $7 cheaper to get some licorice or to get some nonpareils, or to get a Snickers bar, or perhaps a Hershey bar, and just put it in the inside of your jacket. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're talking about fixing up your yard.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Wherever you hail from, you can all relate to this. Landscaping. How do I make my place look better? How about just starting with mowing the lawn or hiring someone to do it? Very simple, right? How much do you spend on time on your landscaping, on your lawn, on getting it together? I read an interesting statistic today, one that I think all of you can appreciate in Connecticut and Illinois, in Kentucky, and in Texas, listening to us in Dallas and Austin. Do you know that we spend about $40 billion every year to maintain and actually improve our yards? I think that's a good thing. That's probably why we see so many people at Home Depot and other places trying to get a handle on what they visualize for their yard. And now what a lot of folks apparently are doing is they're doing a cool thing. Instead of traveling somewhere, you know, because how much time do you spend in your house? And when you fix it all up, let's say you get a landscape architect in, you start to do a whole bunch of cool things. How much time are you spending in your little oasis? Kind of a thing that's happened is people are doing those staycations, so they're really sprucing the place up. I think it's cool, frankly. I've seen a lot of my neighbors do it. I don't know about the rest of you. So I thought it would be fun in this edition of It's Your Business to talk to Mark Funderburk. He's a landscaping architect and the president of Land Patterns. You know, our mini studio is in Dallas, Texas. He happens to hail from there. It's where he makes his living. Mark, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Kate?
I'm great. My first question is, I think it's so cool what you do, landscape architecture. If I had an eye for it, I'm telling you, that's what I would have done. I just think that career is so interesting. I love watching people create, and that's what you do. I mean, that's why you're an architect, right?
That's correct. I've been doing it for 30 years, and I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing.
Now, 30 years ago, probably, boy, is a lot different. If we wound the clock back 30 years ago, and people are listening, you know, from all over the place. I mentioned a couple of areas where people are listening. 30 years ago, what did people want in their yards? What was the hot landscaping?
Well, you'd be surprised that what they want today is what they wanted 30 years ago, is they wanted a place they could retire to and enjoy nature and enjoy the out-of-doors and feel comfortable in it, create some outdoor rooms and really enjoy it. And today it's become a little more fashionable, and there's a lot more amenities you can put in the outdoor environment than we had years ago. Now you have gas grills and refrigerators and covered structures, and 30 years ago you had charcoal grills and fire pits and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the concept is still the same.
Yeah, was water popular? Because I think water is so popular, so soothing. I think people try to have water somewhere in their yard if they can have it.
Yeah, water is very soothing. The sound of it is soothing, and then just looking at it, it's a great feature to have in a yard, and it masks sounds from outside, car sounds and everything else. So we do a lot of water features in a lot of our landscapes, and people just really enjoy them.
When you go to, because I said that thing about what you visualize and then what you create and how it all happens, I think that sometimes, you know, we watch so much HGTV now that we think that we can have exactly what they have on HGTV tomorrow. So I think that what we visualize, what we think can happen, sometimes there's a world of difference between the two. So when you actually are working with someone, what do you tell them, Mark? What's the first thing you tell somebody if they hire you to fix up that backyard or front yard?
Well, the first thing I tell them is to put together a wish list of what they'd like to see, how they'd like to use the backyard. I ask them to put together a list of yards that they've looked at that they like and pull pictures from magazines of interesting landscapes and give me as much information and data as they can so I can design something for them that is unique to them and unique to the yard that they have. So that's the first step that we go through.
And when they do that and they go through their list, they pick things out. That's smart to cut things out so at least they have kind of an idea. And you mentioned some of it, what we're seeing, that there's big changes now. But on a lot of the wish lists now, today, in 2012, what's the most common thing that you see?
Well, probably the most common thing that we see today is developing outdoor spaces and outdoor rooms that they can actually live out during the best parts of the season. So they take the inside and take it outside, so they have outdoor kitchens, outdoor living rooms, entertainment centers, and that's really big today because a lot of people are not traveling like they used to, and they do stay at home like you talked about earlier and these staycations, and so they want to take advantage of the yard simply because it's probably bigger than the house itself, and so there's a lot of room out there that they can develop, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. What's the biggest, if somebody really wants to do a makeover, I mean, this is what they've thought about for a long time. They want to tear out big trees. They want to completely change the landscape. How long does that take? I know it probably varies from project to project, but if it was a total makeover, how long would it take?
Well, it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to go through the design process and develop the master plan and working drawings, and then from that point it normally takes, a big project will take anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks to complete. So if you're looking at a complete redo on an average yard, that's the time frame that you're looking at, anywhere from probably 10 to 18 weeks.
Yeah. Do a lot of people, and I'm sure many of you now all over the country, when it starts to get hot, you think about this with the pools, and a lot of people have the option, they either go with saltwater pools, which is seems to be the big trend now, or the typical chlorinated system. Do you find that a lot of people still want pools, or no, it's too much of a hassle?
It's really 50-50. There's a lot of people, especially if they have children, that want pools because of the entertainment aspect and recreation aspect. But they are a lot of maintenance, and so a lot of older couples are opting not to have the pools, and we've done several projects where we've actually taken the pools out and built outdoor kitchens and so forth, which were better for that particular individual or family because that suited their needs, and the pool was just not good for them.
Yeah. Do you know that since you do this for a living, it's kind of like me doing the talk radio thing. When you go to a party, everybody wants to tell me exactly what they think of everyone in politics. Are you cornered at parties and asked to describe, what could you do with my yard? Here's our problem. We have this one bush. We have this one thing. Does that happen a lot?
Oh, it happens every time we go out to a party. Yeah, everybody wants to know, why is my bush dying, or what's wrong with this tree? And it's kind of like a doctor says, well, come into the office and we'll do a complete diagnostic exam, and then I'll tell you what's wrong with it. So it's, yeah, everybody wants free advice.
There you go. Is it easier to do, and I guess this is the same thing, it probably depends on the project, but do you find that it's easier to do residential, individual kind of stuff, or commercial landscapes, because commercial landscaping is big, too?
Well, commercial is easier to do because it's more ordinance-driven, and the end user is not particularly related to the project, whereas in residential projects, you know, you really get to be part of the family because they trust you to guide them along this path to produce a space that they're going to be living in 24/7, whereas on a commercial project, you know, depends upon if it's office or retail or whatever, it doesn't get that heavy personal use.
Yeah. With your background, as you said, doing it for 30 years, there's somebody listening, I guarantee you, this happens every time I have someone that's on the show that does something that I say, oh, that's a cool job. What would you tell somebody that wanted to go into this career? What should they, what kind of a degree do they need, or what kind of background do they need?
Well, they have to have an inquisitive mind, and they'll need a bachelor's in landscape architecture, or they go on and get a graduate degree if they want to. And then the field is so diverse, you can go into residential design like we do, design build, or even master planning or community planning or even regional planning. And it's just it's a good field for people who are creative and like working with people.
Yeah. Do you remember the first project you ever did?
Sure.
What was that?
It was when I was in graduate school, and it was a residential project for a doctor who was a friend of one of my professors, and we actually got to do the professor's design, and a group of my buddies who are in graduate school did the actual landscape installation, and that was my first project when I was in school.
Wow. When you finished, were you just so beyond excited?
Oh, yes, very much so.
And to date, what was your favorite project? Do you have a favorite project that you've done?
Oh, they're all my favorites, but I guess one of my favorites is a memorial or a garden for Cook Children's Hospital here in Fort Worth, where we did a memorial garden for children who have donated organs and tissues, and that's probably my most memorable project, the one that really tugs at my heartstrings.
Yeah, and people can go and sit in that garden.
Oh,
right?
Yes, that's correct, and that's the beauty of it, that they do get to enjoy it. And especially the patients and the family of the patients who are in the hospital.
Yeah, good for you. Mark Funderburk, again, landscape architect and president of Land Patterns. You can check out some of the cool stuff if you go to landpatterns.com. Mark, thanks so much for coming on the show.